Hi, I'm Becky Bartovic, and I live on North Haven Island, soon to benefit from the three windmills that are being built right now out on Final Haven. So I'm actually a proponent of small-scale wind development, at least. But I have some questions. First of all, in referring to the last commenter, the Maine Department of Natural Resources doesn't have a lot of resources. And one of the things that you talked about was that if there's going to be a significant monitoring program, who's paying for that?
The way the legislation is spelled out, the developers will pay for that. They have to submit a monitoring plan to the Department of Marine Resources, the Inland Fish and Wildlife Agency, and others for their review. So they will be paying for the monitoring.
And will they also pay for the monitoring at the University of Maine site?
I think we expect that the monitoring is going to be covered by whatever funding sources that we have available. If we get this DOE funding that is pending right now, the monitoring is built into that program. If we do a partnership with a company, it will be built into that program.
Thank you. The second question I have is that you mentioned, Beth, that there would be any comers could try out one of these sites. Does that mean that if you identify 5 square miles at one site, you could have more than one industrial partner participating, or could you have multiple 2 to 5 acres, sites on any one of these selected sites, or are you only talking about having two industry representatives? That wasn't clear.
Remember that there are a very limited number of companies today. I think there are 3 or 4, and so that is very, the industry, potential industry applicants is very limited, but you could, if the site was large enough, you could have potentially more than one company in a site, assuming that site was large enough. If not, they would have to use another site.
Would that be characterized like a terrestrial R&D park? Kind of like zone in the area, there's R&D, and you get more than one tenant that kind of comes in and sets up shop and does some research. That could happen on one of these.
Right. Now, these turbines have to be, and Jake described, they have to be far enough apart that they don't interfere with each other. So there are limits on how close they can be.
Thank you. I also want to mention that I have been at every one of these sites, and they are significant wildlife habitats, and whether it's birds or fish, and the ocean energy that's created by embayments like the largest one on the East Coast, Penobscot Bay, which is right out here, or if you're talking about the Damariscotta River and the Damariscove Island. I've been on Damariscove when an apple tree there was as loaded as the trees down in Mexico get with monarch butterflies. So I actually urge you and any of the state planning office things that happen that you take a look at wildlife corridors and overlay those maps, because I think citing any of these things are extremely important to look at more than just the geophysical aspects. You need to really take a look at other things. And we have, I hope, some fishermen here who in every one of these areas, are fishermen, that's where they are. Up in the East Penobscot Bay, we've been seeing some codfish that have been restored. And due to the opening of some of the dams, I think you probably know about this, Paul. So I just urge you to, these are incredibly sensitive sites that you have chosen. Not that you have a lot of, within three miles, a lot of sites that are possible to go down 200 feet and find bottom, because usually you hit bottom before that. But I don't think that, there are too many things intersecting all in one place. So I guess I urge you to try to find some more information about the actual wildlife corridors that we've got going on here, whether it's on the ocean or in the
For mountain. Clarification, are you referring to the 3 sites that are closest to where we are tonight, or all seven of our planning?
Well, I haven't been to Boone Island, but I've been on to every other one. I, you know, down east off of Cutler, there are right whales all around. I mean, I could go right down the list. So, I mean, and I'll put those in my comments. But I just think, I urge you, I mean, have you been out there? It's not really that far out there to go off of here to be, you know, off of Rival Hope, for instance. So I just, that's a comment. Thank you.
I just wanted to clarify something about the information that we're using. We do have quite a large database of just a wealth of information about these areas. Granted, it was drawn from existing information that we could put our hands on. Working with the University of Maine, Matt is managing that database of features, which includes whale sightings and fisheries information and bird foraging and nesting areas. And we've got two subgroups of the task force, one on birds and bats and one on marine mammals, that has also been meeting and is advising us on what, at a minimum, what kind of monitoring plans we should be looking at when people start submitting those to us. So it's not that we're operating without information. It's just that we didn't want to load up these initial planning area maps with so much information that it would appear as if we had gone, you know, pretty far down the road before we came out to get public opinion.
Can I just add to that that the university staff, researchers, there's over 30 folks that have been looking at the Gulf of Maine various aspects over the last 34 years, and we have, as Kathy was saying, we have hundreds of studies and reports and data for lots of different sites, lobsters, lobster settlement, fisheries, all the biology, all the geotechnical stuff. And so there is a great opportunity to do a lot more analysis of that data as we get closer to narrowing in specific sites. So all that stuff will be taken into consideration. But we also know that we don't know nearly enough about any site. And so part of that is, as we get closer, doing more monitoring, looking at baseline data, and really being able to evaluate over, you know, unfortunately, maybe a shorter period of time, how these technologies will interface in the environment.